So hello and welcome. I am here today with Michael Rodriguez, who is a participant in the 2018 Blueprint session. Hi there, Michael.
Hi, Laura. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here and being willing to share a bit about your experience with the community. So we were chatting a little bit before we started the recording, and I know you mentioned that it happened to be your first official business analyst training. So could you just kind of back up a little bit though and kind of share, you know, I think we came into contact together in like November, December of last year. Like where were you at in your career? I know you have a fair bit of business analysis experience as well.
Right. So just to provide a quick background, I started out as an application developer and I, you know, kind of worked my way up the different levels up to, you know, being a lead developer for the most part in the last 15 or 20 years or so, I've been working mainly in projects where either I was the lead developer in a very small team or I was basically the primary developer in a project. And so as a developer and obviously, you know, either maintaining or building systems, you have to interact with your client, the customer, to gather requirements. And so that's kind of when I first really started getting into, you know, obviously at that point, purely requirements gathering and, you know, just going through those tasks that, you know, and eliciting requirements in order to develop a solution. And so throughout that whole process, you know, like I said, I never took a formal business analysis training course, but and like I said, you know, it's purely requirements analysis, and as I've progressed in the last 10 years or so, you know, I started to interact more with not just a specific set of stakeholders to develop a system, but more kind of organization-wide to just talk about, you know, overall business processes. So that's when I came to a realization about a year ago, I would say, I started becoming more involved with the IIBA DC chapter, started attending some of their events and started looking into the IIBA, you know, website and other supporting sites within there to see what kind of class I should be taking. And obviously there's a lot of information out there, and I came to run into the Bridging the Gap website. And, you know, I think what I liked about that was just, you know, it's just pretty straightforward. And I think it, you know, provided what I was looking for. And and then that's where I discovered the BA Blueprint class, late last year. And I decided to sign up for it in hopes to, you know, obviously getting the units for the class and start preparing for certification. So basically, the overall plan was to really tighten up on the BA foundations that I have and getting certified, obviously, and just getting the foundational skills to go along with it.
Gotcha. So you'd move from development to lead development to requirements analysis and started, it sounds like, tackling like some bigger projects, more complex projects.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and like the BA skills get amped up on a more complex project like that, right? Yeah.
Definitely.
Were there any challenges that you were experiencing, you know, specifically in that?
Oh, yeah. So I can go back to a project, I'd say about 15 years ago. So, you know, I was a lead developer, and our director actually, you know, asked me to start talking to the different divisions in our organization and just, you know, just kind of asking them, you know, what they're looking for, what they're trying to improve in their processes. And that's actually the first time where, you know, I was kind of stumped, you know, because it wasn't really like a requirements gathering to produce a search system. It was more, ask them what they're looking for, what, you know, how to improve their business process. And to be honest, I didn't, you know, at that point, I didn't have a clue like how to start.
This is 15 years ago, though, right?
Correct. And so, you know, and so I would like, you know, do my little research just to kind of see how I would approach these, you know, these different groups within the organization. And my director would, you know, kind of give me some advice, you know, and he would tell me, you know, Mike, you know, we're not looking to, you know, to just ask, you know, first and second order questions. And he, and this advice he kept telling me over and over. It's like, we need to ask, you know, third, fourth, fifth order questions to kind of dig deeper into, you know, into their processes. And that's really how we figure out what they're doing and what, you know, what could be done better. So stuff like that, you know, I started getting these little advice, you know, from folks that I worked with, and even, even taking a software development training class, you know, I remember, vividly my trainer actually telling us one day, you know, he said, you know, I know this is a software development class, but you got to remember when you're out there and you're gathering requirements from your stakeholders, you know, what I remember the most him telling us is, you know, the requirements gathering is actually 80% of this whole process. The 20% is all the mechanics. You know, once you gather your requirements, and once you learn the software, 20% is really the mechanics of basically understanding requirements and just putting that to play into the software that you're developing. So, so these little tips and advice that I've kind of picked up throughout the years, helping, you know, so those challenges, you know, came into play as I started, you know, obviously interacting with larger groups of people, kind of more, higher level folks, you know, management level folks that, you know, are looking to improve, their business processes, and tying back into the VA blueprint class, what I enjoyed most about, you know, the materials that were provided are, you know, the little things like the meeting agenda and the opening script, which if I had 15 years ago, it would have helped tremendously.
It's amazing how those little tools can be super useful. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So let's, you know, kind of at that point of, you know, late last year, you started tackling these more complex projects and you took the plunge and you joined the Business Analyst Blueprint. What were your expectations for joining?
My expectations definitely were to, and like I said, you know, with my, the BI skills that I've kind of acquired on my own throughout the years, I just wanted to really put it all together and just have, you know, better guidance as to kind of how things flow and work, you know, during this, you know, the whole BA environment. So I just wanted to just put it all together and just, you know, have you, you know, the instructors, just kind of listen to everyone's guidance and the materials and just, you know, just have myself just put everything that I've learned and just make sure that, you know, find out the things that I've been doing right and the things that I've been doing wrong and just make sure that, you know, I'm able to just put it all together in the end here and help me move forward.
Right, right. Kind of, it's nice even with that background to get that outside validation at times.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, and you also have a certification goal, correct? You're looking to get your CBAP? Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And so when I started looking at the, you know, on the IIBA material for CBAP certification, you know, a year ago, year or so ago, that's when I really started thinking before I even proceed with the, you know, studying for the CBAP, I really need the foundational skills first, you know, so I needed to take a class in order to do that. And not just for the units, obviously, but just really, you know, learning from that class and, you know, the units will come with it, obviously. And then from there proceed with studying for the certification.
Right. And that makes a lot of sense. It can be difficult to tie the BABAC together. You know, in
looking at that at first, you know, I was like, wow, there's a lot of, a lot of information here that, you know,
there is a lot of awesome information. Yeah. So thank you for that. So I know you had some really good results as you went through the program. Did you start right with the business process analysis module? Did you jump right in at the beginning or did you start in a different place?
I definitely started right away with the business process analysis module. And that was for me, that was good to have actually right off the bat because, previously, I was kind of doing the BA work and the development work. I wasn't really too concerned about just overall business process improvement. Obviously the goal was, get your requirements and, make sure they're correct requirements and make sure that you're building the correct tools for the customer. But the business process was great because then that, kind of helped me raise my level of thinking, So it's not just, this particular solution, but kind of how it helps the stakeholder of the organization in general. So that kind of helped me think a little more broadly in terms mm-hmm. of connecting with, the clients and stakeholders, in my current project, but also in the future. So that was a lot of help actually.
So did you apply, did you analyze a process on a project you were working on as a business analyst?
Yeah. So I'm in the middle of a big project right now and, we're pretty much well into, kind of the second iteration of this software tool. And so now we're digging deeper into other areas where we can improve and and we're not just looking into kind of new areas that we haven't built into the software yet, but, looking into like what we built currently and how it's actually helping the customer and, what else we can do to improve it. So I was actually able to pick a certain, functionality business process domain. And so I was able to use that for the class.
Awesome. And what was the result of you doing that work?
So the result, and which is great about the class is, the practical kind of work that we were doing there, I'm able to just apply that, right away to my real job here. And so, what was great about that was, I was able to uncover, kind of outlining the business process, going through the materials and the assignments that we had, that definitely helped me, just uncover a few more details that I think, maybe overlooked previously. And, now just kind of looking at it, a little bit more closely and, a little bit different lens, I guess, so to speak. And so that really helped, kind of uncover a few more, while it's minor, it really kind of helped shape, this particular functionality a little better in the end.
Yeah. And I can imagine coming from that development background, the temptation and the tendency is to start with the software requirements, right? That's where
Correct.
A lot of the details are. Yeah. So that kind of the raising your level of thinking, of thinking it through in a different way and in the allowing the software requirements to fall out of that by looking at the business process. I can see that kind of helping you interact with those higher level stakeholders as well.
Definitely. And like I said before, and I'm definitely grateful for the materials that you provided in the class, definitely the meeting agenda and the opening scripts and the guidelines that you provide in each module.
Yeah.
Those are great. And so those are things that, I have handy now that, I can refer to, when I need it. And I remember even just, I think it was just about 4 or 5 years ago, I went into I had organized this meeting or I wanted to review a process flow with the stakeholders. And, you know, I thought I was ready. I had the process flow diagrammed out in Visio, and I thought I had my handy notes, you know, ready to kick off the meeting. And, you know, and I invited probably what was a mistake in my part was I invited, like, you know, a pretty big group of people, you know,
yeah,
to kind of go through this. And then I think right off the bat, it just kind of went downhill.
And we've all had meetings get away from us.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, you know. And it's looking back when I first saw that business process module and all those materials that were there, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I wish I had that, you know,
yeah,
5 years ago when I had that meeting. And so that meeting always remembers me to just no matter what, just be prepared, you know, to face whatever happens.
Yeah, and just how important it is, even how you open a meeting and prepare for a meeting like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, your opening scripts are definitely very helpful.
Awesome.
I have that handy all the time.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Thank you. So let's talk about use cases and wireframes. I'm guessing those were maybe more familiar for you.
Yeah, so I'm definitely more familiar. I was definitely more familiar with the wireframing part. So as a developer previously, either I prototype right within the tool that I was developing in, or I would create a very simple mock-up or wireframe. And so we started using Axure here a few years ago. And so I would use that, the wireframing tool, to you know, basically kick off every requirements gathering that I had, you know, just kind of showing them, okay, this is what we have so far, or this is what we talked about last time. This is, I think, what you want. And that's, you know, from my experience, is how I can kind of get more information from stakeholders, is, you know, by having a wireframe handy. The use cases, I've used a little bit, you know, here and there, but I think, you know, now that I've had kind of more of this foundational, training, and you know, I've seen kind of how useful it is as you kind of just walk through, you know, the basic flow and the exceptions, and just capturing, you know, these events, how helpful it is to go along with the wireframes that I was more familiar with.
Yeah, so use cases you've done before, but maybe not as frequently.
Yeah, so, you know,
do you have
any
takeaways from going through that process?
Yeah, so previously I would, you know, obviously, you know, as I was kind of learning stuff on my own, I would, you know, look into the UML process and all that stuff before, you know, I would write, you know, very simple use cases just to walk through with the user. But, and again, you know, just following the materials that was provided in this class, it just kind of brought out, you know, to me, you know, the other details that I wasn't capturing previously. So that definitely, you know, introduced me to, you know, just the overall use case process, and then just partnering that up with, you know, the wireframing that I've been doing, that really helps a lot. And the practice, you know, the assignments that we did, you know, and so basically use that same functionality that I took in the business process module, basically building on that functionality, and going through, you know, those meetings with the stakeholders. So that, you know, definitely brought out another level of, you know, deeper understanding of the process, basically.
Gotcha. So, and then data modeling, anything you want to share about that?
The data modeling is also something that, you know, that I've been familiar with, you know, so as a developer, you know, obviously kind of, you know, at first you want to know what outputs they're looking for, what inputs users are, you know, are looking to put into the system and to come up with the outputs that they're looking for. And then, you know, I remember us, you know, in the same project, about 4 or 5 years ago, We had a session where, you know, actually we're building, you know, the first version of the system, and I gathered all these requirements from the different groups, and I started, you know, listing out the glossary, basically. So we made an inventory of all the fields based on my wireframing sessions and the mockups. Inventory of the fields, and, you know, I discovered that, hey, you know, there's field A here. It sounds kind of like field B. It's called a little bit different, but it looks to be the same. And so, you know, we set up, you know, the user group. We all decided to set up, you know, we just have everyone in there, block out 2 hours. I think it was 3 hours, actually. And we went through each field and decided, you know, determined who owns that field and what the other groups, you know, intend, you know, or how they intend to use that same field that, you know, now that we've determined that group A owns it. So that kind of exercise I've done. And again, you know, having the data modeling module just kind of, you know, affirmed with me the things that I was doing right, and obviously just making sure that I'm able to put everything together kind of a lot smoothly going forward. So, you know, having that, and the ERD, that's something that I probably didn't do as much before. You know, I kind of saw that as somewhat technical, but, you know, and that a tool that I was able to, you know, use every now and then. But I think now that I've taken this class, I think, you know, I've seen the importance of really just making that a part of the whole data modeling process. So, you know, the data dictionary, the ERD, the system context diagram, that actually, you know, I've also used before. So that, you know, it's great to kind of see these things that I've done before, you know, actually be in these modules that we have. And so that told me, okay, you're doing things right, Mike, but you just gotta kind of improve, you know, just use the materials provided here to just kind of move up another level and improve on how I did these things, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would you consider like your biggest win over the last few months?
Oh, the biggest win definitely is completing each module is obviously, you know, a win. So even though I had, you know, these business process, you know, kind of already in place and just going through them again, through these modules, and highlighting the things that, you know, that I didn't discover previously. So those, I think, were the big wins kind of as far as looking at each module. And then just overall, just for me, having a sense of confidence that I was doing things right, and now being able to add, you know, these other skills, you know, that you kind of went over in each module, and just putting it all together. And so I know I keep saying that, but that's really what it's done for me, is just, you know, just put everything together and make sure that, you know, all the steps that we've gone through are kind of meshed together and helps me, you know, helps me move forward as a business analyst.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes just that, you know, putting it all together. I like that. All the different perspectives, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, because before, you know, I felt that, you know, and even just looking through IIDA, you know, gosh, you know, how do I study for the certification? It seems like there's all these, you know, there's all this information captured in the big box. Like, am I even doing my job properly?
Yeah.
So even though I had kind of picked up all these, you know, BA skills on my own previously, it just definitely helps to just have guidance along the way. And I think, you know, it was really the perfect time for me. And even now in this project, and I'm still in a small team, really. And so I'm kind of, even though I'm a business analyst, I'm kind of been wearing different hats. But I think the business analyst skill helps in the other areas also, you know, not just the technical stuff, but, you know, like even as I do, you know, security compliance and kind of like the risk management, all those areas, just, you know, I'm able to apply these BA skills, you know, and all these other areas really.
Yeah, that's a great point, because we focus about, you know, the specific role, but those skills that you build, especially the communication pieces of it, really are relevant across many, many different roles. So Mike, you shared so much awesome stuff with us. Thank you. I just have one last question. If you hadn't decided to invest in the Blueprint, where do you think you'd be today?
If I had not invested in Blueprint, gosh, you know, it took me a while to kind of scour, you know, the IIBA and all the training sessions that were provided. I think I was really looking for something practical, and I think I found that in Blueprint. Mm-hmm. And if I hadn't taken this, you know, I think the other classes were more, you know, okay, you read the materials, you kind of, you learn the theories, but I think the practical side of this is really what I like the most, is, you know, I was actually able, like we talked about, I was able to use like my current project and apply it to our assignments in these modules. So that really kind of helps the learning even more, you know, not just kind of learning about, you know, how to create a process flow diagram or how to create a data addition, rather than just kind of going through those at surface level, you know, I'm actually able to apply, you know, those in practice. That was great. So I think without Blueprint, I think I'd just be kind of still at that surface level where I'm still kind of wondering, okay, well, yeah, kind of, you know, I've read about that already, but, you know,
yeah,
I wanted to make sure that I was actually doing it right. And so even the assignments, the feedback from the instructors was helpful to have, you know. I forgot. I remember Doug, and I forgot a couple of them already now. But, you know, just having feedback on my assignments from the different instructors was great.
Yeah, that's perfect. Kind of that taking it from the surface level to that deeper level. So thank you. Anything else that you'd like to share before we wrap things up?
No, I think I'll just kind of end it with, you know, I'll always go back to my previous director from 15 years ago, where he said, you know, you know, Mike, you know, don't just ask first, second order questions, ask the third, fourth, fifth order questions. And I think, you know, throughout the years, I've kind of learned to do that. You know, the wireframing kind of helps you dig a little deeper, but I think, you know, overall, just kind of everything that all the materials presented in BA Blueprint, I think was able to help me, you know, communicate better, and hopefully, you know, and I'm looking forward to just using all the skills that I've learned going forward at work. And obviously, now I'm going to get to work studying the BABOK and and hopefully get certified in the next few months here.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And just to applaud like the work and the investment you made and, you know, taking the time to work through all those practical exercises as well. You know, that really is what got you the result that you were looking for. So thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike, and have a great rest of your day, and good luck with your CBAP.
Thanks. Yeah. You too, Laura.